This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Friday, and I hope you are getting in the holiday spirit as we head into this July 4th weekend. I'm thrilled to be here with you, and we're going to make this last hour really fun and still cover a lot of important things. The press actually sent a letter urging the White House press secretary to end the Biden event restrictions. They've been kind of handpicking who can go where and why, and the press the press wants more transparency, which they were promised. They were told this was going to be the most transparent administration in history. How is that working out for you?
Yeah, we need to get the New York Times, the AP out of the way so Rolling Stone can ask more questions about ice cream.
Yes, and there's also audio that we're going to play in a moment here from Kathy Hochul asking Joe Biden to take even one more step to the extreme left as far as abortion rights go. And I have to say, Joe is doubling down on this idea that we can just bypass the filibuster and carve out this codification of Roe versus Wade. We'll play some of that in a second. We're going to talk about the spike in food costs that are hitting Americans right now. Good Morning America had a little thing on potato salad. That was when they weren't tweeting about how the first Supreme Court justice, the first black Supreme Court justice, was sworn in.
They congratulated potato salad as being the first root vegetable to serve on the Supreme Court.
You know, they got it wrong. And they're not the first liberal organization to get that wrong. Ketanji Brown Jackson is the third black Supreme Court justice. But never let the facts get in the way of some good virtue signaling. Right, Good Morning America? Before we get to any of this, we're going to play some patriotic cuts that really warm my heart. We're going to play some good music. But before we do any of that, let's go to the calls. Joe, you are next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Grace, I was thinking about the abortion tourism people, states paying for people to cross the border or fly several states to where they are. Isn't that going to cause a lot of climate change and global warming with all that carbon being admitted into the air?
Well, that's not the only draw to California. And it does sound weird that that's like their new tourism draw, is to say, listen, if you want to get an abortion, this is a sanctuary state. But again, that's their option to do that, because people in California, for the most part, are very much pro-choice. So I have no issue if California wants to open their doors to anyone who wants to get an abortion and can't get one in the state that they're in. But there's other news coming out of California. I actually read today, and I got to find this because it was on Newsmax, that California is offering free health care to low-income migrants. I'll find this during the next break and I'll read it to you. California really should. I mean, I keep reading that Newsom's going to run for president in 2024 because that's what everybody wants, right? More California. We want the whole country to be like California. What doesn't sound perfect about that?
All they have to do is put up a picture of him awkwardly holding an AR-15 like he did in that video he released today. And I think that makes him unelectable.
I would argue that the photo of him in a Henley button-down T-shirt pretending to clean up trash under a bridge was when I said, I'm good. Maybe the French Laundry picture. Maybe the picture of him sprawled across his fancy rug in his apartment when he did the photo shoot with Kimberly Guilfoyle. All of those pictures should be disqualifying for a president, but they're not. But they're not. We'll get that for you in a second here, because that was a headline that really stuck out to me. And in other news, as I mentioned, the markets posted their worst first half in decades. Inflation is sky high. Don't worry, though.
America is back.
Don't worry, because gas prices might be high, but you can rest easy, because when you're paying $5, $10 more for whatever you're buying, at least when you're buying it, you know that you are one small piece of a puzzle that is restoring the liberal world order, according to Brian Deese. Brian Deese is always, he's always showing us the silver lining of things. Like, yeah, gas is really expensive, but wouldn't you like to know that you are restoring the liberal world order? Isn't that swell? If people miss this cut, we should play it again. This is Brian Deese, cut 4.
What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm. But at the same time, what I'd say to that family and to Americans across the country is you have a president administration that is going to do everything in its power to blunt those price increases and bring those prices down.
Except for drilling here in the United States of America, drilling off our coast. That's where he draws the line. Everything, and then in tiny little print, but that. By the way, if the stakes, you know how we sometimes say if everyone's Hitler, no one's Hitler? Like, if you keep comparing every politician you don't like to Hitler, then it loses its meaning. It loses its impact. Well, by the same token, if everything is a 5-alarm fire, if everything is high stakes, then nothing is high stakes. Everything the Democrats touch, they try to convince you is high stakes. If you do not go along with us on this, the stakes are so high. It's the end of the world. And now we're hearing that about abortion. So Joe Biden is saying that, you know, maybe we can bypass the filibuster and codify Roe versus Wade. And you know what? I was doing some research on this because if you look at Pew Research, for example, they'll say that 61% of Americans believe that abortion should be legal in most cases. The keyword being most, because that's where the Democrats are going to run into an issue. But let's just take that at face value, 61%. So when you look at that number, you think, well, the Democrats definitely have an advantage here as far as numbers go. However, just because 61% of people think that abortion should be legal, that does not mean that those 61% of people think abortion should be legal in the manner that was set out in Roe versus Wade. And if you look back at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's lecture that she gave decades ago, but that she was asked about in her confirmation hearings, and I think, I want to say 19, find me the actual date of when Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I have a date in mind here. I think it was 1993, but I don't want to get it wrong. If you look back at those confirmation hearings, they asked her a lot about a speech that she gave, where she critiqued Roe versus Wade. And some of the senators at the time were nervous that she wasn't going to be strong enough, a big enough defender of abortion. But she thought that Roe versus Wade was far too broad in its scope and that it kind of stripped all of these states of due process and of, you know, of their laws. It got rid of all these laws in one swoop. And she wasn't a big fan of that. And I think she ended up making it very clear that she does think that, you know, that she is very pro-choice. But as far as Roe versus Wade, she always thought that was on shaky ground. And so to me, that Joe Biden's knee-jerk reaction is to say we're going to codify Roe versus Wade instead of trying anything else. And there are other things that he could do. And he just doesn't seem to have any interest. Instead, he wants to go back to this thing that really is a relic when you think of it. It's been around for so long. They've kind of glorified it and they've made it into something that it's not. And so now when it goes away, again, they think something's happening that's not happening. They think abortion is being banned across the country. It's being banned in certain states. And you can argue with me that that's right or wrong or that you don't agree with that. But we should be honest about what's actually happening here. And that Roe versus Wade from the jump wasn't on very strong legal ground. And I think a lot of people with a legal background would probably agree, considering RBG said it herself, someone should tell the group of activist vigilantes that were sent by Ruth that she wasn't a big fan of Roe versus Wade. Zebra, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Well, it's funny you mention that because I actually was on a Facebook site and I calmed people down who had RBG on their postings saying, you know, the end of the world is coming and Roe v. Wade and women are going to die. And they talked about their daughters and everything. So their daughters won't have the same rights as them. And I'm thinking, boy, at least your daughters are alive. But I calmed them down and took some sense into it and then used RBG, and all of a sudden it stopped and they didn't do it anymore. But check this out. I think that Biden was a little reluctant to do the far left-leaning abortion thing because he's in front of a bunch of people who have much more restrictive rights on abortion than America does. And to give you a little bit more, something, you know, I'll send it to you, but two nights ago, somebody spray-painted in northern New Hampshire on a pro-life pregnancy center, fund abortion, abort God.
Oof.
So like I said, they're going to lose their minds no matter where you are. So I guess my thought process is I'm glad you're talking about it. I'm glad you're talking logic. And we might be able to put out some of their insane fires in their heads with a little bit more thought that they don't seem to want to exercise. They want to go straight to either letting air out of tires or spray. And this pregnancy care center was in a church.
Well,
and now the cops are thinking maybe it's a hate crime.
The other part of the zebra is that when you look at the midterms, and I'm just going to read some headlines here, Democratic voters' enthusiasm for midterms spike in wake of Supreme Court's abortion ruling. Supreme Court's abortion decision roils midterm elections. Democrats seize on abortion ruling in midterms as Republicans tread carefully. Roe is on the ballot. Supreme Court's ruling on abortion rights raises stakes in the midterms. And there is a bump right now, but the proximity to this decision is very different than what it's going to become November. And I do think that things are going to cool down a little bit and that people are going to come at this in a rational and reasonable way. Some people, I should say, some people will come at it rationally. And I think that for me, this issue has always been tricky because I'm not 100% on where I stand. But if we're going to talk about it, the least we can do is be honest with ourselves and come at it with the facts. And not come at it from this sky is falling Chicken Little perspective. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. Jared, tell them why you love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
I love it for a variety of reasons. Odor is one of them in my car, but mainly I love it for my allergies because it actually purifies the air. It sends out the ions, which ionize, and they create that super oxygen, which eliminates odors, allergens, pollutants, even some viruses that are in the air.
Yes, it does, and it's great in the kitchen. I just turned ours on because I was getting rid of some of Howie's. Don't tell him. I was getting rid of some of Howie's food in the fridge.
He's still eating that, Grace.
It's the only time I can do it is when he leaves for the day. That's when I empty it out. And I just turned on the Thunderstorm to get rid of some of the smells that were emanating from the fridge, and it goes away instantly. It's a really great product. And right now you can get the 3-pack, which is a great deal. Doesn't require any air filters, saves you time and money, and all you have to do is to get the 3-pack is go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3, and shipping is free. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls. Stay right on the line. It's 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries.
See, the dangerous thing about these bumpers is that I could just let them go on forever and just listen to this music for a half hour. But we can't do that. We have more show to do. Let's go to the phone lines here. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. I was listening to Zebra's comments there, and I was in upstate New Hampshire, in Littleton, New Hampshire. And what I wanted to mention is that here in Vermont, even though our radical left legislature had created legislation and the governor signed it into law that if Roe v. Wade was turned over, that women could still get abortions here in Vermont. So there was a law already in place. And yet over the weekend after Roe v. Wade was turned over, they came and they vandalized our state house, smashed out 26 windows and then sprayed with paint, "If abortion's going to hurt us, it's going to hurt you too," or something to that effect. So in spite of having a law in place that you could still get an abortion in Vermont, they decided to destroy property anyway. It's like, don't let this opportunity go to waste.
Yeah, never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel would say. And that's really unfortunate, John. I'm sorry to hear that. But you bring up a good point, which is in a lot of these places that we're seeing marches and violence and shrieking women walking in the street who are distraught over this. And listen, everyone has a right to protest. Everyone has a right to feel the way they want to feel. And I never, ever, ever am going to discount that. But to become unhinged about this when you're in a state that is not going to have an issue with this, for women who are in states where there's probably less people who are melting down about these issues in the states where it's actually going to be illegal, you're right. There is just a little bit of nuttiness to it. And especially like here in Massachusetts, there's not going to be an issue here in Massachusetts. I asked Libby Emmons for a quote for my column that I'm writing, and I don't think I'm even going to be able to fit it in because I have such a short amount of space. But it was a really good quote. She said, "People in states that overwhelmingly want abortion access have it. They are freaking out as though their access to abortion is being taken away, but it isn't. They can't imagine that there are states where people overwhelmingly don't want abortions happening, but there are, and they've made that clear." And that's what happens when you return these decisions to the states. You're going to get certain states who want one thing and certain states who don't, because not all of these states have the same demographics politically of people who want the same things. Jared, can I have Kathy Hochul giving her, and by the way, Kathy Hochul thinks that New York, their rules on abortion, which is, I believe you can abort a baby up until the point of birth. She calls them enlightened. They're enlightened. And listen to her idea for Joe Biden. She's telling this to the president.
The rights of millions of women across this country are now falling on the shoulders of just a handful of states. Just a handful of states are now going to have to take care of the health care of women from other states. So we believe, as you do, Mr. President, that what's available to New Yorkers and the other enlightened states should be available to all Americans. We'd ask that you consider your ability to use federal facilities. What am I talking about? Veterans hospitals, military bases, and other places where the federal government controls the jurisdiction in some of the states that are hostile to women's rights, and make sure that those services can be available to other women. So those are just a few of the ideas that we encourage you to look at.
She says only a handful of states will be able to give abortions to people. We'll have to take this on. Can I get a fact check on that? What do you consider a handful, Jared?
I would say, I don't know, five or less, the amount of fingers on a hand, perhaps.
Yeah, can we, where's the fact checkers on that?
By the way, you just have to love the irony, but when she's talking about veterans hospitals, and I know we have a lot of Vietnam veterans listening, they were called baby killers when they were brought home from the war, and now they want to actually use their facility to perform abortions. Unironically, this just never occurs in the mind of this woman.
No, and another thing, and the last caller kind of brought it up, is that all of these places that we're told are so much better than the United States of America, a lot of them, more than a handful, have stricter abortion laws than we do. Go figure. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. We're going to play some Ronald Reagan to get you in the July 4th spirit. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. What a nice last bumper to bring us out. We are finishing up today's Friday show, heading into this July 4th weekend, and we want all of you to have the most wonderful, safe, happy, healthy weekend with your family and friends and really enjoy it. There's a lot to discuss here, but I think, Jared, for this last big segment, I'm looking at all the news, and a lot of it's negative, and I just don't feel like sending people out on a negative note. I feel like being a ray of sunshine today.
So 4th of July, man. I want to talk about happy stuff. Come on.
I want to talk about happy stuff. And there are some happy things to talk about. But we're going to play you a little cut here. So I was, my husband actually sent this to me. It's a video that was published by YAF, which is Young America's Foundation, I think. And they put up this old video of Ronald Reagan, and he was talking to some troops, and he was asked a question about what kind of man he wants to be remembered as. And I was so moved by this for a few reasons. One is because what he said is very true, and you're going to hear it in a second, and I think it really applies all of the time to the men and women who protect us. But the second thing was the humility in which he spoke. You know, he really was a humble, thoughtful person who you could tell every time he spoke really thought about it. And I'm not throwing any of our recent presidents under the bus, but there was both of them definitely have more of a knee-jerk reaction to things. And Ronald Reagan, you could just tell that he was always thinking about it and speaking with a kindness that you don't hear a lot now in politics.
Yes, there was a certain gravitas that he had.
Not to sound like a swamp creature who's
in today's.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to go back to the days of all of the civility and norms, because I think that's usually just a way of saying, you know, Trump's mean or Biden's this or that. But they were different politicians back then, and especially Ronald Reagan. So let's play this for people. I think you're going to enjoy it. This is cut one.
What kind of man would you like to be remembered as?
What kind of man would I like to be remembered as? Well, someone who did the best he could. And I guess that I always tried to be fair. And I guess that'd do it. I'm proud of one thing that we've accomplished. Maybe you're all so young. 8 years ago, I had a very definite feeling that this country was hungering for a spiritual revival. That there seemed to be a lapse of a great many moral principles, but also a lapse of that feeling that we should have about our country. And one of my goals was to set out to see if we couldn't change that. And we have. Now, you're going to think that I'm just saying this because I'm here, but I've said this all over the country. One of the things I'm most proud of in all that has happened is in these 8 years are the young men and women who are wearing the uniform of the military services of our country. You're a special breed. General George Marshall at World War II, someone asked him if we had any secret weapon, and he said yes. And they said, what is it? He said, the best damn kids in the world. I think if General Marshall was alive today, he'd still find that you were the best damn kids in the world.
I love that. I love that cut. And if anyone wants to call in and just talk a little bit about July 4th, what it means to you. That's always an option. We're going to talk a little bit about fireworks. I read today, Jared, sometimes you get these news stories. A lot of times it's in local papers about, you know, things to do and not do with fireworks and be very careful and, you know, the police. I remember we would go to Humrock a lot and they would have these big bonfires. And so they'd give you warnings about, you know, they're going to be really strict about the bonfires tonight. They're going to be really strict about fireworks. And, you know, for the most part, nobody ever was. But today in the New York Post, I read this story and I thought this is good. This is a helpful hint how to keep dogs feeling safe during July 4th fireworks. That is an issue.
Very important, yeah.
And one of them, some of these I think are a little much. Noise preparation. If your dog does not like the sound of fireworks, try introducing them to it before the big day.
That's a terrible idea.
It gets worse. It says, if you have a surround system, make use of it.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Just get them accustomed to that loud noise and even the vibrations of those fireworks, because that's what catches them off guard. And when they're doing a good job, then give them a treat. Number two, create a calm environment. Sometimes that can be their favorite kennel, or it could just be knowing that they're surrounded by family. Three, anti-anxiety methods. Anti-anxiety vests, a sound machine, or lavender oil. I don't want to diminish trying to help your dog, but lavender oil, I mean, it seems like you're kind of spoiling this dog at this point. Maybe he's just got to, you know, it's like sometimes you just got a baptism by fire here. You just got to let the fireworks go and see what happens. Identification. Some dogs get so scared by the noise from fireworks that they run away. People should make sure their pet has some type of identification with contact information on them at all times. Number five, check the fences. Make sure everything's intact. Number six, foods to avoid. A lot of times when it comes to the backyard barbecues, you're going to have a lot of fatty and very rich stuff that has a lot of sauces on it. Well, I don't understand why, just because of fireworks, the dog can't have some fatty foods. That doesn't seem fair. And then it just goes into summer safety for dogs. Jared, are you a big fireworks guy on July 4th?
I enjoy the fireworks displays. Props to Lynn Beach. They do a great fireworks. Nahant, too. They do great fireworks. I enjoy that.
What's your favorite kind of firework?
I know you like the Weeping Willows.
I do.
I like the bursts that look like the Death Star exploding,
yes,
at the end of the first Star Wars movie.
That's also a very good one. I don't like the sparklers and stuff. That to me is just...
Yeah, though I don't have the ones that kind of twist in the air. I don't really love those.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of like the smaller street fireworks that people have, like the jumping jacks and the whatever else the buzzer ones are called.
Something that kind of drives me crazy is when there's fireworks for July 4th, like I'll obviously go out and watch the fireworks. But if it's a random day in the summer and there's fireworks and everyone's like, come watch. I remember my mom the other day, I was on the phone with her at night, and she said, oh my gosh, there's fireworks. And my dad said, before you even ask, I am not getting up to go look at those fireworks. Because like you said, they were street fireworks. There were some kid was setting off fireworks from his house.
Right.
And my dad was like, I am drawing the line right here. I will not be getting up to go to the window to look at these fireworks. And I thought,
hey,
Timmy
across
that.
The street has some bottle rockets.
No interest. He was like, nope, don't even ask. And the price of fireworks is going up along with the price of everything. We played you that cut from CBS Philly. Can we play that again, Jared? This is cut 14.
Customers are getting ready to celebrate July 4th.
I usually buy $500 to $700 worth of fireworks.
But this year, amid inflation and supply chain difficulties, the cost of fireworks is soaring.
They've gone up probably in the neighborhood of 10 to 15% this year over last year's increase, which is probably another 10%. So in the last couple of years, you're probably talking about 25%.
Well, did you send out a tweet last year when you saved 16 cents on your barbecue? Then you can't complain when things are 10% or 15% more. That's the rules. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. And that's not the only thing that's going up, Jared. There was also another news report. I like these local news reports mostly because I know Joe Biden hates them. He says it's B-roll and, you know, it's all propaganda. This isn't really happening. And this was another report from Good Morning America talking about potato salad, which is actually one of Howie's favorites. This is cut 15.
As Americans prep to throw Lady Liberty a birthday party, Sticker shock on barbecue costs. New data shows ground beef prices soaring 36%, pork and beans up 33%, and even homemade potato salad up 19%.
Yeah, but we are restoring the liberal world order. Why didn't you mention that in all of your sticker shock things?
What about your 4th of July crickets?
Yeah.
And grasshoppers.
A cricket in every pot is what I say. Be grateful. You know, no one's grateful nowadays. Everyone is so nitpicky. Oh, everything costs a little bit more. Yeah, well, America's back. I don't know if you've heard, but America is back. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Grace Curley Show store. If you're heading to the Cape this summer, save on your stay by purchasing a $200 voucher to Holiday Vacation Condominiums in West Yarmouth for just $100. Get your voucher today at gracecurlyshow.com and click store. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the best part of the barbecue? Hot dog, hamburger, cold beer, sides, or ice cream?
Now, what I consider sides is like chips, corn on the cob, any of that good stuff. I'm still going to stick with a cold beer, though.
It's not 64 slices of American cheese.
It's a pan of ground beef. It's whatever you want it to be, Jared.
Hamburger still in the lead at 38%. Cold beer second at 30%. 17% for hot dog, 11% for sides, and 5% for ice cream.
We have someone on the line who I think is going to give us some advice on fireworks and dogs. Joe, you're up next. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Grace. I'm actually taking a break from painting my bathroom, so that's how high up the list you are today. I did want to mention, you talked about playing noises, loud noises for dogs, and that's actually what dog trainers do. When they have dogs, they're going to be hunting dogs. I did it for my hunting dog. She was quite gun-shy when I got her. And talked to a friend of mine who's a dog trainer, and she said, oh, it's easy. Play loud noises while they're eating. So it takes a while to do this. You always do it while they're eating, so they'll ignore the noises.
Mm-hmm.
And after maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you bring them outside, you start playing with small caliber guns and blanks, and she was fine. No,
so it really worked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what dog trainers do when they have dogs they know they're going to be sending to a law enforcement work, bomb work, bite work, that kind of stuff. They start right away, right in the kennel when they're very young, when they're nursing. They'll start playing noise like rockets, bombs, fireworks, everything.
Yeah, because it's sometimes I remember my neighbor when we used to be over for the 4th of July, they had a little Bichon Frise, and the dog would shake during the fireworks, and it was sad. Like, they have no idea what's going on. It's really sad. That was the benefit for Howie of when Gunnar got really old. I would say to Howie, does Gunnar get nervous about the fireworks? And Howie said, she has no idea what's going on. She is out to lunch. It's just another day for Gunnar. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call, Joe. I really appreciate it. One last thing here before we bring on Taylor Cormier for the car crossover. The View is facing backlash because if you haven't been watching the last couple of episodes, first of all, shame on you, missing your View programming of the week. Where else are you going to get that kind of insight and information? But they are in Bahamas right now, and they're actually staying at a $14,000 a night luxury Bahamas getaway. And then they're going to lecture you while they're there about how inflation's not Joe Biden's fault, gas prices aren't Joe Biden's fault, how abortion is the number one thing on everyone's mind, how America is the worst place in the world, all that good stuff that you hear on The View. They're telling you that this week from a $14,000 a night luxury Bahamas getaway. How Joy Behar is it? The hypocrisy is rich. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Taylor Cormier. But before that, I want to give away $50 worth of gas money. I know gas is expensive. I know a lot of you are traveling for July 4th. And because the flights are so messed up right now in this country, some of you might be traveling via vehicle. And I have good news. If you go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter your email, you could be entered to win $50 worth of gas money. Today's winner, and a big congratulations, goes to Brian from Milford, Massachusetts.
You won! You did it!
You won $50 of gas from this show. And also, everyone, you have a chance to win it in Howie's show as well. So just go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter your email to win. We'll be right back with Taylor Cormier. Don't go anywhere.
Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show. It's the Independence Day. Let freedom ring.
Let the white dove sing. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. So visit fairwayfinancial.net. Taylor Cormier is in the studio today. Taylor, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Are you excited for July 4th?
I'm working.
You are working.
I've been hired by the mailroom manager to sing at their cookout, so I'm on duty. I'm on the clock.
It's something you love to do, so if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Okay.
That's what they say. are you going to sing us some patriotic music?
There aren't too many patriotic songs in my repertoire.
Does Frank Sinatra do a nice God Bless America?
He does a good The House I Live In,
which is
a very patriotic song. It's very nice. But I've been requested by many of our clients to do The Solar Wind.
You should do The Solar Wind. I think that's patriotic.
I got to remember to print out the lyrics because I don't have that memorized.
Well, Taylor, you're going to be on Cape Cod for this party. And I don't know if you saw today, there was a lot of reports that the sharks in Cape Cod this year are huge. And they're telling people to be very careful. If you were down the Cape, would you take a plunge?
Yeah. I don't think they pose that much of a danger, the sharks.
You haven't seen the seals, though. That's the problem. Is the seal population in Cape Cod right now is out of control because you can't hurt them because, you know, they're protected species. And so, therefore,
I don't know if sharks are colorblind or not, but my skin tone is not that akin to a seal.
Yeah, but here's what I would advise, and I'm not a shark expert, but I've played one on TV for several years now. Don't get on, like, a paddle board or
boogie
anything
board, yeah.
And start...
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's when they look up and they think.
Rafts, boogie boards, surfboards, anything where your body is elongated and widened and you look like you have flippers, not a good idea.
Yeah, and don't go in a seal costume.
I'm not really an ocean guy anyway.
You're a pool
guy.
That's
where the fish pee.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. All right, what do you have planned for the show today? This is a great start to it, I'll tell you that much.
There was an atrocious conference that Biden had with several governors of states that are protecting abortion rights. And the things that he came out with, and some of the governors, Kathy Hochul among them, chief among them, it was just disgusting to hear. And then she made up some cockamamie story about how when she goes to the subway stops and the farmers markets that women are coming up to her and sobbing and hugging her around the neck.
Oh, okay, boy.
Kathy, sure,
Jan.
You've got a very huggable neck.
Are they wearing Chucky costumes?
844-500-4242. Taylor Cormier is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back Tuesday.